I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, do I need to keep these two apart? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for a total of 11 years and married for 7 years. He's younger than me by 4 years. When we met, I had a 17-year-old daughter. He does not have children, and I wasn't willing to have any more children, so he said he'd just treat my child like she's his child. My daughter's dad passed away, so it worked out. I spoiled my child because I didn't want her to miss out by having both parents. She was very fond of her stepdad, and they did things without me all of the time. The only problem is that he is still very much involved in her life, and she's almost 30. I feel like it's gone from parental admiration to something else. She's always called him by his name, and now she has a nickname for him, and he acts like her man instead of her stepfather. He's my daughter's handyman and housekeeper. He will clean our house, and then he'll go tidy up my daughter's place. Saturday, he told me he was going to go hang out with my daughter by the pool at her apartment complex. I called her to see if she invited him over, and she said she was excited about seeing him. She told me that I don't usually like to be outside, but I could come if I wanted to. I purposely went to surprise them. They made me feel like an outsider. They talked about the Knicks and a few movies they'd seen lately. They were drinking wine, and I stopped drinking in 2023. So they have that in common. My dad never took this kind of interest in me, so this is strange to me. Is my husband substituting my daughter for me? Should I break them up or not? Well, I don't know if there's anything you can break up. I mean, they have a bond, and they've had one since she was a little girl. Is he substituting your daughter for you? That's a different question. I mean, it's suspicious. They spend a lot of time together. They're extremely, extremely close. I would say because you're his wife, he's not taking this kind of time to spend with you, and that's what you're upset about. He's not her blood father, but he is her stepdad. He is her stepdad and the only daddy she knows. So if he's crossing any kind of lines here, you know, that's foul, of course. She's 30 now. She's definitely old enough and grown enough to know what's going on. I'm glad you went over there to see for yourself what if there's anything going on between them, because you were suspicious. If it didn't make you feel good, I'm sure that they were practically ignoring you and talking about things between them. You know, just the two of them. That was disrespectful. They could have included you in their conversation. I say talk to them both. Let them know how you feel, because your feelings do matter. Steve?
Well, let me go at this letter. Do I need to keep these two apart? My response to that is, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. You've been married 11 years. You've been together 7 years, been married. He's younger than you. When y'all met, you had a 17-year-old daughter. He has no children. You didn't want any more children. He said he'd treat your child like his child. My daughter's dad passed away, so it worked out. I spoiled my child because I didn't want her to miss out on having both parents. Now, here we go. She's very fond of her stepdad, and they did things without me all the time. The problem is he is still very much involved in her life, and she's almost 30. You initiated this. is what you wanted for your daughter. Now you have it. I feel like it's gone from parental admiration to something else. Well, what's something else you think it went to later? What's something else do you think it has gone to? Because right now, we need proof. If you want me and Shirley to say something, we need facts. All of this stuff is circumstantial. In a court of law, you'd have to go sit down. You have no texts. You have no pictures. You ain't ever heard no lewd comments that they had. Nothing. She's always called him by his name, Roger. And she got a nickname for him, Pookie Bear. Now, you know, I don't know what the nickname is, but you didn't print that. But if it's Pookie Bear or you know. Now, here's the nicknames you want to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. Hot Lips. Hot Lips would be a very concerning
nickname.
Juicy. You know, these nicknames like this would throw something. Talk to your stepdaddy. Hey, Roger, Juicy, I see you. Big Daddy. Big Daddy is a little tricky. That was my nickname on TV. Big Daddy is going to get you in some problems. I'm just going over nicknames that could, like, throw you into something. Here's one that could create a problem. Good and Plenty. You know, GP. Good and Plenty. Ooh, GP, what's good? Good and Plenty, girl.
The problem.
Mama, you so lucky. Now, you would need something like that. So far, none of that's happened. And I'm going to come back and explain to you some more stuff. But you said, and he acts like her man instead of her stepfather. My question for you, how do you act like you her man and not act like you her stepfather? That's the part that I need proof on, and when we come back, we'll find out.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, do I need to keep these two apart? We'll get back into it right after this.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, do I need to keep these two apart?
And my response to that was, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I think that ship has sailed. I think your daughter, you've been married. She was 17 when they met. You didn't want to have no more kids. You're older than him. He said he'll treat your kids like his. They became very close. They used to go do things without you all the time. The problem now is she's 30 and they still are together. And you think it's more than parental admiration. You think it has turned into something else because she's 30. She's always called him by his name, and now she got a nickname for him. And like I said before, if your nickname is Big Daddy, Hot Lips, Juicy, you know, GP, short for Good and Plenty, all these nicknames say something else. And then you said he acts like her man instead of her stepfather. And so I want to know what that is. Then you say, go on to say, he's my daughter's handyman and housekeeper. He will clean our house and then go tidy up my daughter's place. Now, that's slick move. If you are up to something, that's how you do it. Because I don't know what man cleans up his whole house. But I don't. But if I'm going to do something, I'm going to go clean your house first so it don't look strange. Mm-hmm. It's just strange that he over there cleaning up anywhere. Mm-hmm. Saturday, he told me he was going to go hang out with my daughter by the pool at her apartment complex. I called to see if she invited him over, and she said she was excited about seeing him. I ain't never been in none of my kids' apartment to hang out at their pool. Probably because I'm famous, it wouldn't be a good look. So they all come to my house with their friends and hang out. But I don't go out there and hang out with them. You know, I'll go out there and speak and, you know, monitor stuff, but I don't hang out with them.
Have you seen your pool, though? I would be over there, too, if I was a kid. Yes.
Yeah, and they have used it and abused it. And then I called to see if she had invited Mo. She said she was excited about it. She told me that I don't usually like to be outside, which you don't. Mm-hmm. Now, since you're older than him, maybe you acting like it. They got this little young, little friendship. Mm-hmm. But she said you could come if you wanted to. I purposely went to surprise them. Here we go. They made me feel like an outsider. They talked about the Knicks and a few movies that they seen lately. See, you ain't a sports person. You don't like being outside. Mm-hmm. And they was talking about some movies they had seen lately. Now, had they seen these movies together? Or was they just comparing movie trivia?
I thought they'd seen
They were together. Drinking wine, and I stopped drinking wine in 2023, so they had that in common. There we go. You got to start back to drinking. That's for sure.
That's your
You kid. Ain't picked up nothing else in this letter. I just discovered something. Let's go over the stuff you need to pick up on. First of all, you need to start loving the outside because you don't.
Check.
You don't follow no sports because they talking about the Knicks.
Check.
And then you said they were drinking wine and I stopped drinking in 2023, so they had that in common. You have got to start Check. Back to drinking. You got to get back to drinking because they drinking, this finna go somewhere. My dad never took this kind of interest in me, so this is strange to me. This is strange for anybody.
It is.
Is my husband substituting my daughter for me? Should I break them up or not? I don't think you can. I think the danger getting broke up is you and him. I don't think you're going to break them up. They having fun. They drinking wine. They out by the pool.
Going to movies.
Me and my kids ain't sitting out at the pool drinking no wine unless they come over to the house and I'm already out there smoking a cigar and they need to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a relationship with my kids.
Don't forget that part.
I sure ain't cleaning up your house. I don't clean up my house.
Don't forget
Daddy,
that.
Can you come over here and clean up my house? Girl, click. I ain't got a child that could even raise their voice. Daddy, can you come over and fix it? No. Mm-hmm.
And he's her handyman. So now. He's her handyman.
Yeah, he's a handyman. Mm-hmm. And
it's suspicious.
I don't know. See, suspicious, but you ain't got no proof.
No proof.
They could genuinely have just a close relationship. And you're insecure and jealous of it because you think it's replacing you. You don't watch movies. You don't like going outside. You ain't a sports fan. Mm-hmm. And you don't drink.
And she doesn't have any nicknames for him, obviously.
And you ain't got no nickname. Pookie Bear and your daughter is out at the pool. He got his shorts on. She excited for him to come over.
Wow. Strange.
It's a little weird, but that's not nothing I could ever be a part of.
Right. Exactly. If he is crossing that line, it's too foul. Leave your comments.
But I don't know that he is.
Right. On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans. And the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.